decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! Nowitzki again for the lead. Again for the lead.
Now it's time for the takeover. Now it's time for the takeover.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. If you ain't first, you're last.
You're absolutely right. If you ain't first, you are last.
Damn straight.
Thank you, Ricky Bobby. Welcome back to episode 90 of your favorite sports talk show podcast. And you want to know how I know it's your favorite? Because you're here right now listening to us. Welcome back, Seth Newville.
It's been a minute.
It has.
Yeah, way too long. I cannot be happier to be here.
That's good. That's good to hear.
Right time, too. We got a lot to talk about today.
We got two episodes tonight. We got an NFL episode right after this, so make sure you stay tuned. We got a lot to talk about. But we're going to start with the playoffs of the Major League Baseball. And, ooh, man, I was going to say, I don't remember a playoff being this stacked in a while, wins-wise. Record-wise, I mean, what, the Yankees and Red Sox both got 90 wins. The Dodgers are a wild card team with 106 wins. Is that ever going to happen again?
I want to start off with asking you about that, too, because, and I'm not even going to say this because I'm a Mariners fan and everything that happened the last couple days.
Yeah.
But do you think it's time for MLB to rebrand their playoff structure?
Time for the whole MLB to rebrand.
Yes.
Just everything in general.
Everything.
But looking at playoffs, do we need to get rid of the wild card? Do we need to add a wild card spot? What do you think needs to get done? I think 16 teams is too much, which they tried to do during the COVID year.
And that was adding two more teams.
They added three because it was the top eight.
Oh, gotcha.
On each side, which, I mean, I never think 150% of the teams should be in the playoffs. But I do think it needs some sort of overhaul. I'm just not sure how I would change it at the moment.
I think they should do what the NFL is doing. Number one seed in each conference gets the bye.
Yeah.
2-7, 3-6, 4-5.
That's a good strategy.
And the winner or the lowest seed that advances plays the one seed,
right.
So on, so forth.
I think that's good.
I think the NFL has it down.
Yeah, I mean, look at NFL viewership compared to MLB viewership. MLB is lower than international soccer at this
right.
point in time.
And I've never understood the season being 162 games and then having teams like the Dodgers, the Yankees, and Red Sox have it come down to literally one game.
Yeah.
And the wild card should be three at least.
Or make the division series the wild card.
I kind of like the wild card, to be honest.
Okay.
But what I think they need to change is get rid of, if you win your division, you automatically get I just think it should be the top five teams. Like the Dodgers should be the two seed. Go from there. And then I think it'd be the Brewers would be the three, then the Cardinals would be four, then Braves all the way down at five, I believe. Yeah. I believe they have the fifth best record in the NL. As much as I hate the Dodgers, they should not be playing in a one game. They have the second best record in baseball and they should not be playing.
Say they're not even a wild card team. They put them in any other division, they're literally number
clear,
one in
clear cut favorite divisional
winners. Well, in the NBA used to do it where if you didn't win or the top three seeds in the East and the West were the top three division winners, even if they were like I remember one, I think it was the Nuggets won when they had Carmelo, they won the Northwest division or whatever, and they had the seventh best record in the West, but they were the three seed. Something like that. So they got rid of that. I think that's what the MLB needs to do.
I never understood divisions in basketball when you have a playoff system like that. So my question to you is, if you wanted to do it like that, how would scheduling work, and then what would the point of divisions be?
I think you keep divisions because that determines, I mean, you have 162 games. You got to try to minimize travel at all costs. And so I think you keep the divisions to keep you play the teams close to you the most. And the most often, but
or should it turn into East and West? So the Dodgers would play the A's more often.
Yeah, I'd be down for a whole division.
I mean, he just wants the Dodgers to play the Mariners, but we whoop their ass. So
I think that'd be sweet.
Play them this year.
It is crazy this year though that the wild card
dude that race was nuts.
Oh
insane.
Yeah,
insane. I mean, I love that.
That's the fun part.
Exactly. When it comes down to it,
but then it's the one game, and it's I was right. Waste.
Right. Yeah, it was the race. Like, it was like a whole adrenaline rush for 2 weeks. Like, okay, who's going to get it? Who's going to squeak in?
Because imagine,
and now it's here, and then now it's going to go.
Imagine on, what was the last day of the season? Sunday? Imagine Sunday. If yeah. the Red Sox and Yankees lost, and the Blue Jays and Mariners won. It literally just been two brand new teams.
It would have been, they would have had a wild card within a wild card. So I think it was Boston would, or New York would have played Seattle.
Yeah.
Toronto would have played Boston, and the winners would have played in the wild card. Yeah.
Well, and all that work for one game.
Don't the teams have a choice of like who to play? No. Boston and New York?
I don't think so. No, because it would have been a four-way tie.
They would have all four ended the same.
But then how do you decide home field advantage?
It would have been a one. Well, I think at that point it goes down to season series standings.
Head-to-head record.
Yeah, head-to-head record.
Okay. Well, I remember Ben. Rylan, you know him. I don't know. I think you might have met Ben, my buddy.
Shout out, Ben.
Shout out, Ben Luca.
Shout out, Ben. Don't know if I know you, but shout out.
Shouts to Luca. He was reading up something like if it was a four-way tie that like Boston would have the choice to play any team they wanted, and then the...
Any team?
Any team, yes.
Why? Why did they get the choice? If they're all
because
tied.
They were... If out of the four-way tie, it would come down to a season series, or like, I don't know if it was like run scored or run differential. It came down to something. But probably Boston was winning that.
Damn.
And so...
A choice. They
Seattle's have, definitely lost to that. Seattle's 18 yeah. games over 500 had
correct.
A negative 44 run differential.
Correct. And honestly, as much as I wanted the Mariners to like make it, I didn't think they were as sad
yeah.
as it was.
Yeah. That's fair. I knew when they lost 14-1 when they got into a half game to the Angels. I was like, I don't know if we deserve to be there.
I don't think it's our year.
Hell of a year, though.
It was cool. Very cool second
we'll
half
give
for
you
the
guys
Mariners.
Props for the second half.
Yeah.
I had no. First half, I was like, there's no way the fucking Mariners.
It was just another Mariners.
It's normally opposite. Normally they ball in the first half and then just like disappear.
Right. Yeah.
Good for them. Now they should put it together.
Yeah. Bright future, too. There's some boys that haven't even gone to the big leagues yet that are going to be nice.
Yeah. It's just
Julio's coming next year.
Mariners, just be patient.
Oh, yeah.
But back to the bracket. We'll start with Boston, New York. They're playing right now. We both text each other. We both had the Yankees. Rylan has Boston. Yep. And right now, Boston, I believe, is still winning.
I believe it's still 3-0 after that Schwarber dinger.
I'm going to check real quick.
I was thinking about it when I was driving over here, dude. Do you think this is, like, in terms of wild card games, I was thinking about it. These are probably the four biggest brands in baseball.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Right.
Boston, New York, L.A., and St. Louis.
St. Louis is whatever. If it would have been like
that's a pretty
like
big brand, though.
But since the 2000s, I'd say St. Louis is for sure.
I mean,
up
St.
There.
Louis has had some.
And now, if it was San Diego
clubs,
God, I mean, if it was New York, Boston, San Diego, and L.A., could you
right.
imagine like
San Diego recently? But just like in terms of like all time,
yeah.
Like, I feel like I don't know. I couldn't really think of anyone else that would have put in front of St. Louis for like a brand. Like they love baseball.
I mean, maybe
there.
San Fran, but
San Fran, I think you can make an argument for.
Braves.
Yeah. What a wild card.
Yeah, I think I'd put Atlanta.
Yeah, Braves
San
are
Diego.
Up there.
But no, I would agree. But like since the year 2000, these are the four teams.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Score is still 3-0, Ryan. Top of the fifth right now.
You are correct. Yep. It's going to the top of the fifth. Oopsies.
See, the wild card game, I feel like, doesn't benefit New York because they're so home run dependent.
Yeah, it's home run or strikeout. For
yeah.
Them.
Yeah. They either put up like 11 or they put up nothing.
That's why, I mean, that's why a one
And
game.
I told Ryan in the car, I think Garrett Cole's going to slip up here.
And then, yeah,
and
off to a rough start.
Done.
Yeah. I mean, I was kind of banking the fact, I was like, Eovaldi kind of got roughed up last outing. Like,
it's
it was
playoffs,
pretty bad.
Though.
It is the playoffs. It's different. Different beast. But, I mean, Yankees in one game situations, they've been very successful recently.
It is true.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was like, okay, I feel like so they've been here before.
They still have a game left. It's only the fifth. So
yeah.
A lot of game left. You're right. But so and the Yankees bullpen is a lot stronger than the Red Sox.
That is true.
Yeah.
So we will see
their bullpen.
We will see as we go forward. All right, other side of the wild card. We got Dodgers and Cardinals.
I think we already know who.
Probably the two hottest teams in baseball are going at it.
Oh, easy
dude,
now.
I know. St. Louis?
What do you mean easy now?
I don't know if I'd call LA one of the like the second hottest team. I mean, they've
right now
San Fran outlasted. They were tied for like the
Dodgers
whole last
have won
month.
Seven in a row.
San Fran
with,
outlasted
like,
them.
Dodgers have won seven in a row and like have
and gained no ground. That team in the Bay is pretty hot too.
Well, it's because the Giants had a 3-game lead and then it came down to one. So the Giants were kind of losing back and forth and they didn't score a lot of runs until their last.
We were
game.
Scoring a lot of runs.
Dodgers
a
were going 8, 7, 8, 10.
Yeah. That's fair.
And St. Louis had that 16 or 17 game consecutive wins.
I know. I thought they were going to start making Billy Bean sweat a little bit. Moneyball was about to lose some value.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what do you got here? Seth, I'll let you go first.
I want to pick St. Louis, but
I know you do. Who are you
going to pick? I'm going to pick L.A.
Why?
I just don't feel like St. Louis. Their pitching, I don't think, stands a chance in this game.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's just pick your poison with L.A. As much as I hate Max Scherzer, as much as I hate the Dodgers, I feel like they can't lose.
Are you
this
a Max
game.
Scherzer hater?
I can't stand Max Scherzer.
Really?
I hated him before he got to the Dodgers, wow. And now I hate him. That dude's attitude is so bad.
What do you mean?
Like, the 90% like of his teammates have hated him that have ever played with them.
Guy just wants to win.
I was just saying he's a winner, that's why.
And he looks like he's like 50 with his hair. Dude, he takes his hat off.
He's got a dog mentality.
I can't stand him.
Oh, you want to hear the new sound effect, Ryan?
Yes! Yes! No way! You got that added? Yeah. Hey, Rylan, where are my dogs at?
That's right. Turn them up.
Let's go. Hey, do we have the tally light on for this one? Can you put this camera in take?
It is in take.
The tally light's off.
Well, it's probably because I have a picture-in-picture right now.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I have the bracket in between you guys.
Oh, okay. That's probably why. Okay, yes. I just want to make sure. Okay,
yes,
cool.
The tally light is on for that.
Cool.
Or it should be.
I don't know what any of this means.
You don't get it? Okay, so I got the Dodgers as well. Yep. I don't see the Dodgers season coming to an end. They are way too good of a team
to lose. Wainwright has all that experience, but I'm not going to say we're going to tear up Wainwright. I think we've done pretty good against Wainwright in the past, I feel like.
I think we have.
I feel like our numbers against Wainwright
are decent.
Yeah.
But the Cardinals... Scherzer
probably faced him over 1,000 times over the last 20 years.
The Cardinals do...
In playoff situation, too.
Yeah.
Like, every time I got knocked out, it was from the Cardinals.
No, it was. That's why I'm, like, kind of worried. The Cardinals own the Dodgers in October.
Yeah, but that's the DS and the CS, primarily.
True.
I guess the championship series, but...
Yeah. I mean,
I feel
still,
like I should know this, but who's coaching the Cardinals now?
It's not Matheny anymore. Who is it?
No, it's...
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Well, it used to be Mike Matheny.
I feel like it's someone we know.
I thought it was like I was going to say Girardi, but he's in Philly.
No, yeah.
Coaches. Mike Schmidt.
That's right.
Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt.
No
yeah.
name.
Well, he's doing a hell of a job. I don't see the Dodgers after winning, what was it, 100? What did they end with, 106?
Oh, yeah, 106.
Yes, 106.
Yeah, I don't see them losing.
And I feel like a Giants-Dodgers division series is...
Like that would be
destined.
Awesome.
That's destined, right?
I think it's cool. Everyone was like, "Yo, San Diego, LA is like the new rivalry. And San Fran is just,
I think,
there. We ain't going nowhere.
Exactly.
It's a
We're actually
going
to
cool
take
story.
The division.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool. It's like a battle for who wants to be the Dodgers' rival this year, rather than anything else.
So yeah, Rylan, I'm assuming you got the Dodgers as well.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, we pretty much hit all the points. We're going to go back to the American League Divisional Series. We're going to go seeds 2 and 3, White Sox, Astros. Seth, I'll let you start with this one.
This is another one that pains the hell out of me because I want to take the Sox, but I just don't see the Sox winning this. I think the Astros are sitting in a really good spot right now.
They are.
And I hate to say it, but I don't know. There's something about when your back's against the wall, when everyone hates you except for like inside your own clubhouse, that helps. Like I think Houston's gotten a lot stronger
since
everything happened. Everyone hates them. Like they have no one but each other right at this point.
They really do, yeah.
And they've embraced the whole villain role. And as much as I hate him, got to give him credit, they've made the series last year made the ALCS last year, 2 seed this year. They could play, I think. I think the Astros win. White Sox are too young, and I can't stand
La Russa.
La Russa.
Yeah, he's too old.
Yeah.
Too old, and then, White Sox are just too young. They do have a good bullpen, but the Astros do as well. I mean...
Who do you got, Ryan?
I got the Astros. I think Seth literally took the words out of my mouth.
You think it's clean, Astros? Like, sweep?
Oh,
no,
I thought you were talking about clean as
no,
in, like...
No, but
not cheating.
No, I think... Yeah, no technology involved? That was kind of funny. I like the Astros, honestly, 3-1.
See, I got Sox in Game 5.
I hope I'm
on the road.
Yeah.
Like I want the Sox to win.
Oh, I would love for the Sox to win.
I think
that's a fun team.
I think Tim Anderson or what's
Luis Robert?
No, I think Eloy or Anderson kind of pull off another Field of Dreams type of vibe.
That was so sick.
That was a great game.
That's what I got them going to Game 5.
I hope the Sox win, but man, the Astros are just juggernauts right now.
Yeah.
Everyone's hitting.
Never know.
You're right. Never know, but I think that would just be my prediction. Going back to the National League, Atlanta-Milwaukee.
It's going to be such a good series.
You think so?
I think it's going to be such a good series.
This is the one I'm least interested in.
I'm interested in it, but I think it's a. I think Milwaukee wins in three.
I'm definitely least interested in it for sure, but okay. It's definitely underhyped. I think that's the reason why.
It's just because Acuña's not there.
That too.
And Yelich is down.
Yelich is down. Well, and Milwaukee did not end this. They got swept.
Right.
The Dodgers swept them to end the
Dodgers
season.
Bent them over.
Yeah. They did not play good.
No, but. Yeah, so Seth, I'll let you go first here. Go ahead on that.
I'm big on Milwaukee. That pitching wins in the playoffs, pitching wins. I think Milwaukee's got arguably the best starters with Woodruff and Burns, and then you got the best player out of the bullpen in Hader. I think.
Oh, you'd almost have another good one in Devin Williams.
Yeah, and Devin Williams.
Peralta, right? Freddie Peralta on that team.
With no Acuña. I don't think Atlanta gets any juice going. I think Milwaukee shuts the door.
So you think it's a sweep?
I think it's a sweep. I think this is the only first round sweep.
I like Milwaukee 3-1. I think they'll handle them well.
I also got this going to game like 4. Yeah, I think Milwaukee 3-1. Yeah, potentially game 5, but I doubt it. The Braves would have to squeak them out the first two home games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel bad for the Braves recently, man. I feel like they just get bad breaks. Bad, like, unfortunate seeding in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, they're a talented team, decent pitching, but, man.
Dude, and they're a fun team to watch. I went to the Braves game when the Dodgers were in town in Atlanta. That is a fun stadium to be at, man.
Albies and Acuña.
Dude, and they love those people. Like, they're idols there. It's crazy. Yeah.
Austin Riley, Dansby Swanson.
Yeah, it was a whole nother vibe in that stadium.
Okay. Well, we got... We're going to have to part ways here in the American League. Ryland, you got Boston and Tampa.
Yes, sir.
Seth and I got New York and Tampa facing off. Seth, Yankees, Rays, who you got?
Rays. I think I'm not as big on the Rays as a lot of people are, but Boston and New York struggled down the stretch. I mean, they could have closed out that wild card race a while ago, and they struggled down the stretch. I think their confidence is shot. Boston, I don't trust their pitching, especially in a series with Tampa, even though Tampa's without Glasnow.
Tampa's been without Glasnow for a while.
Yeah, they've been without it. And what's that? Is McClellan, however you say his name.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
He's a stud. I just think Tampa, I mean, a lot of people were attacking Kevin Cash last year in the series and for arguably good reasons for pulling Blake Snell.
That's fair. Yeah, like,
but the dude knows how to win, and I think he's gonna get the job done here again. I think Tampa advances. Plus, they got my boy Nelly Cruz. I love Nelly Cruz. True. One of my favorite players ever.
Such a good deal.
Purest home run swing ever.
Oh my god, yeah.
It's like a Robinson Cano type swing. Yeah, it's like,
and the M's used to have Cano Cruz hit 3-4.
Yep, yeah, I went to one of their games, dude, and like that was a fun Mariners team, man.
Oh yeah, they had Gene Segura, who was a stud. Man. I liked he's in Philly now. They traded him for got JP Crawford.
Believe
for.
This or not, I mean, speaking of Mike Zunino, he's also on the Rays. But when Mike Zunino was on the Mariners, I was at a game where he went 3-for-4.
Really?
And I couldn't believe
probably
my eyes.
One game was
like, what?
Yeah, could not believe my eyes.
That dude.
Good for him.
I don't know. People were saying like he's like the future of the Mariners for a long time.
And,
like,
no way.
If you ever put your future into a catcher. Like, that's when you know you're a bad. Yeah,
Posey,
but they even had to move him.
He was insane in college though.
Yeah,
he was insane.
Is it Nino?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh
he yeah.
Was at Florida.
Yeah, and he went 3 overall. And you know,
I feel like he's so old. How long ago was that?
Oh, it was like 2011.
It took him in,
wasn't it, or 2009?
I think it was like 2009.
But yeah, he's up there. He's for sure up there. But I always give it's Seth and hit. All my Mariners friends crap. Because Mike Trout went that same draft. Yeah. And I'm like, well, you guys took
between
the wrong
Zunino
Mike.
And Dustin Ackley.
Yeah, you did take the wrong Mike. God, imagine Trout anywhere besides Anaheim.
Yeah.
Probably in the playoffs.
Yeah. Really.
So I also got the Rays beating the Yankees. The Rays have always had the Yankees number, even the playoffs, bless you.
Not this season, though. I think the Yankees have a better season record against the Rays.
I still like Tampa at home. In a 5-game series, though.
That is nice. But did you see, I read a tweet today. Maybe you sent me this, Ryan. They still have over 25,000 tickets available.
Oh, if they make the series this year, they either better A, move locations or build a new stadium. Yeah, that stadium is so bad.
Oh, it's
Tropicana is dog water.
Yeah.
Dog water.
literally.
My God.
I think I have Tampa either way. Actually, I'm going to take that back. I got Tampa if the Red Sox move on tonight. I got Tampa in a clean sweep.
Okay, well, what if the Yankees advance?
The Yankees advance. I got Yankees in game 5.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Tampa's watching right now and definitely rooting for Boston.
I think so, too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, they're licking their chops.
Yeah. Okay. This is it.
Okay, so now we got Giants-Dodgers.
Series of the season.
Yes. This is going to be so sick. Winner of this series goes to the World Series, in my opinion.
Yeah.
False.
Really?
We swept
the one time I'm big on the Brewers.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay. You were big on the Braves last year, too. So, Dodgers-Giants. Giants get the home field advantage, and it's only 5 games. It's not 7.
I love it. I love playing in San Fran. I love hearing those fans just boo us to the moon.
I get so nervous, though, because they are good in that ballpark, and that stadium is sexy.
Yeah, but when Chris Taylor hits a triple to the gap, and then you got Trey Turner hitting a homer right after him, and then Seager hitting a back-to-back into the water, it's just a nice view.
Or when Muncy pimps one off Bumgarner and says, go get it out of the water. Ocean. Oh my God. So, Neuville, you'll go first. Dodgers-Giants.
I think it's going 5 regardless.
I think too.
Man, I don't know. Heart obviously says San Fran. Gut says L.A.
I like it. What do you think? You think it goes 5?
Oh, for sure. This is for sure going five. This is too good.
Which then you get the benefit of winning the division. You get to play at home, which is a huge difference. Playing in San Fran. I think if San Fran went through the wild card, I would probably pick the Cardinals to beat them. I think they would have been demoralized. I think San Fran was solely going for the division.
Okay.
That's a huge, huge difference in the fact that they got the division. But to be honest, sadly, I'm still going to pick L.A.
You're picking the Dodgers?
I don't think San Fran could survive in a series of them. It's an odd year. They like even years. I'm going to go L.A.
Okay. That's funny. I know. They do love their even years. But here's the thing. If I'm a Dodgers fan, the Giants are definitely the team I do not want to play right now. Because they know how to pitch to us very efficiently.
We should have stole their card.
Who was that the other day?
It was Brett
Phillips. Kiermaier, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kiermaier.
Yeah, Kiermaier.
But, I mean, as a Dodgers fan, listen, diehard Dodgers fan right here.
You are not going to say what I think you're going to say.
I think the Giants are moving on.
Ryan.
I really do.
Oh, man. Wow.
Don't get me wrong.
Take that damn hat off.
I'm obviously rooting for the Dodgers, but I'm not going to be biased on my show.
Well, I will.
I picked the Seattle Mariners to win the World Series for the last 24 years.
We know that's a joke,
all
Seth.
All 90 episodes.
We know that's a fucking joke. Because I laugh at you every April, and you're like, I can't wait to go undefeated in the month of April.
Oh, man.
So, it's going to 5, but I think the Giants advance. I really do. And it's going to pain me, and it is going to be the worst pain of all time. My prediction, I think the Giants are going to move on. I want the Dodgers, obviously.
Yeah.
Can we please make this clear? I'm definitely rooting for the Dodgers, but...
Well, I will be biased on your show, and I think the Dodgers will move on. So
okay,
I will just say that right now.
Okay, I love it. I love it.
So you're telling me you're going to go home tonight, and you're going to put your Dodgers hat up on your wall... Throw your Dodgers shirt in the wash and just feel good about yourself that you wore that proudly and that you owned being a Dodgers fan today.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, just picked them to lose to your arch rival.
Because we are the defending champs.
For the past 6 years. That's why we're going to go for 7.
Oh, man.
Can't believe you just said that, Ryan.
Wow. I got to respect it, though. Because if Seattle gone to the wild card, I was picking them to go, what would it be, 1-4-0. 8-0. I'd pick them to go 12-0. Clean sweep through the playoffs.
Whoa, then.
But I respect a little unbiased.
Thank you. I was going to say, I mean, like, come on.
Yeah, no. Fuck off for that. Sorry.
No, I know. Like, I it's going
to
pain.
Take some balls to say.
Well, hey, Ryan, Ryland, you ready to lose?
Nope.
I'm not either.
He just said we were, so
I think we might. That's my prediction. I think
you
the
sound
Giants
really confident that we will.
No, because the Dodgers definitely can win this. But if I had to put my money on that series,
Did you pick the Saints to lose to the Giants this week too?
No. No.
No, you did pick the Saints to win.
I picked the Saints.
That's
to,
fair.
I
That's
thought
fair.
The Saints would easily win. Jeez. I had the Packers beating the Saints week one too. Like I will call it as I see it. But I mean, if the Dodgers beat the Giants, though, oh, we're drinks on me. Oh my God.
You heard it here first.
Yep. My God. That'll make me so happy beating the Giants in the playoffs.
I can't wait to see you. I hope like that game we like win to move on is like on a Friday or Saturday and we're downtown.
Oh, Rylan, I'm literally going to whatever night it is, I will call you and I'm calling all the Dodgers fans and we are getting drinks. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make the Giants fans pay.
Nice.
I have some Giants fans. They'll pay. But first round
sounds Giants like you're a Giant fan right now.
So. I'm not a Like I think you misheard me. I'm not a Giant fan.
Okay.
I'm a Dodger realist.
Okay. Got it. Check. Oh, man. Write that down.
All right. What do we got? We got the NLCS and ALCS set.
Mm-hmm.
I got Astros Rays versus the Giants and the Brewers. Seth has the Dodgers Brewers, Rays Astros. Ryland, you've got
Sox Rays or Yankees, depending on who wins tonight. Dodgers. Brewers.
We're going off Boston beating New York.
Yeah, let's assume Boston.
Okay, so we're going Boston. So I got Rays, Sox.
Dodgers, Rays, White Sox, Dodgers, Brewers. Okay. Seth, you go first here. Who's going to the World Series?
Both of them? Do I pick
we'll
both of them now?
We'll just do both.
Okay. This keeps getting more and more painful. I like this. I like the Astros to get to the World Series. I think the Astros beat Tampa. And then I like Milwaukee to beat the Dodgers. I think
you're pitching, high. You're high for
pitching.
That.
First of all, I think the wild card format, the way it is, benefits the 2 seed more than anyone because you have to get to go through the weakest division opponent and you get to avoid the hot teams, right? The Dodgers have the worst spot. I mean, you got to go through
the hottest team in baseball.
Then you got to go through the best team in baseball. But the wild card also hurts the number 1 seed because, yeah, you get to play the wild card winner, but typically the wild card winner has some juice going. I mean, the wild card's been around for, what, like 10 years, and like 4 of the World Series champions have been wild card winners.
Yeah, dude, it's kind of like, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so I think those teams just get caught up, and I like the teams that sit in that 2-3 spot, and I like Houston and Milwaukee this year. I think they've been solid all year. I think Milwaukee, their offense gives me some question marks, but pitching wins in the playoffs, and I'll take the best staff by a long shot, and I think Milwaukee gets through. I think LA rides a little high to after beating San Fran. They get cut up. They lose in 6 to Milwaukee.
Interesting.
Oh, that's weird.
It's a good take.
I mean, I see what you're saying.
Very valid.
But, like, I feel like the winner of the Giants-Dodgers series, I feel like, to me, is just an immediate ticket to the World Series.
I think it could be a little hangover.
Especially, in 7 games, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're just giving them more time.
Yeah, you could get, like, a 2-game hangover and then just kind of clamp down the rest.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I get that. It's tough
point,
to clamp
though.
Down against the staff, though.
Who'd you say for the ALCS side, or did you have not got the
Astros? Game?
Okay,
yeah,
so you got
Astros, Brewers.
Brewers, wow.
Boring World Series. Not my favorite, but I think that's what happens this year.
God, that viewership's gonna be so low.
I was gonna say no one's gonna watch that, bro. Although, so you got the 2 seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't watching that.
Okay. Well, I got the Rays advancing to the World Series again, taking on the Giants. And I've got the Rays winning it.
Yeah.
You got the Rays as the champs this year?
I got the Rays coming back for redemption.
Yeah.
I can see that. I got Milwaukee.
Okay. You got Milwaukee lifting up that trophy. Mm,
I'm Milwaukee.
God.
I don't think their lineup's good enough.
God, I'd love to see Dodgers Sox. I'm going to go Dodgers Sox.
Dude, that would be so sick.
I'm going to go Dodgers Sox because, we share spring training.
Ooh, okay.
I think it'll be a nice rub it in your face when everyone comes back to camp in March. So I'm going to go Dodgers Sox. Dodgers, I'm going to go 5 games. I think we'll throw the Chicago a bone in home. But, I got the Dodgers in game 5.
Dodgers going back to back?
Dodgers in 5. So you got kind of a boring series.
I got a quick and boring series. I think either Kershaw or Bueller will throw Chicago a bone?
I think Kershaw's out for the season.
Is he done for the year?
I mean, David Price.
I saw he was done, but is he done for the? Oh yeah. God, David Price, pro season baseball. Have fun with that one.
Yeah,
he was good with the Red Sox.
Well, not with us. So, yeah, I see David Price probably like Don Mattingly, or not Don Mattingly. Oh my God,
Don Mattingly. That's a name.
Dave Roberts starting Price for our
is
bullpen game.
He's not. He's not in Miami. Is
yeah,
he
is.
He's Marlins, still in Miami.
Still in Miami.
Yeah,
he's been there for a while.
Yeah.
Ever since he left the Dodgers.
Since
I didn't know they still had him there. Didn't he win like Manager of the Year one year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. when the wild card, right?
That was last year.
Or last year, yeah.
Yeah.
They were kind of, they were a pretty good team.
They were.
New York picked up a run.
Yeah, a notification.
Anthony
Dave Roberts.
Rizzo hit a bomb.
Oh, that's huge. Roberts was saying Kershaw does not need surgery, but he is likely to miss the entire postseason.
Yeah, he's done.
Very unlikely.
Yeah, he's done. He's done for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got Dodgers in five for against the Sox.
Rays
David Price fucks up the bullpen game. They score a fuck ton of runs in the first three innings. We can't come back because our bats are just shut down for some reason. We come back stronger the next day and just hammer down.
Rays in six.
I got Brewers in six.
Dodgers in five.
Damn, all around the board.
I like that.
I love it.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I feel like this postseason's wide open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wide open. Last year, we kind of had a feeling.
Once the Mariners got eliminated.
Shut up, Seth.
This happens every fucking baseball episode.
I must be new to this show. Cause
this happens every baseball episode. Oh, my God. It never gets old, though. Keep doing
no,
it.
No, never.
It's okay. You're the same way with Zach Wilson on football episode, Ryan. So.
Well, hey, he actually
God,
had a good
still
week.
Still
he actually,
Zach Wilson.
He actually had
yeah,
a phenomenal
he four the conductor.
Oh, as a rookie on the Jets. Wow. Yeah, that's very, yeah. Give him time.
Ryan is the conductor of the Zach Wilson train.
I am. Oh, I am God. Feeding coal into that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Shoveling all the coal.
I'm sitting next to a guy that just got off a Boise State class wearing a Dodgers hat, a Dodgers shirt, talking big about Zach Wilson and picking the Giants to win.
To beat the Dodgers in the playoffs.
Oh, man. Ryan. Yeah, you're right.
Gotta love it.
Gotta love it. Hey, I'm fair both sides, you know? I see talent when I see it. I'll respect it, just like the Giants, but, like, God, I'm going to vomit if they advance.
Yeah.
But I'm going to at least say I was right.
Do you guys actually, I feel like the Giants, and I guess it's just because I'm not on that side of the rivalry, but I feel like they're a hard team to hate. Like, I feel like San Fran's just, like, a good
group
of dudes.
I hate San Diego more than I hate San Fran,
yeah.
To be honest with you.
I mean, I could understand the hatred of San Diego.
No,
like I honestly don't hate the Giants.
I fucking hate the Giants.
Really?
I will confidently say that.
I just feel like they're like good
like
dudes and like
but
steady.
If I wasn't a Dodgers fan,
yeah,
from the outside looking in, Dodgers team, the Dodgers are easily more hateable.
Oh,
and
yeah.
100%.
I completely
any
agree.
LA team is hateable.
I hate all the LA teams. Except the Chargers. Chargers are cool.
Angels.
They're Anaheim. No one cares about the Angels.
I hate the way they run their program.
It pisses me off
the
that they're like. I mean, I.
The two greatest players of all time. Like, this generation's prime.
Yeah. Go Angels.
Yeah.
And then Pujols just didn't do a thing there.
Doing something for us.
Kind of is.
Is he active? Is he on the roster?
Dude, he's
oh,
actually
dude,
doing.
He has 20 home run season.
Did he really?
Dude, yeah. He's actually doing pretty good for the Dodgers.
There's a speculation we might try and re-sign him again. And take him away from St. Louis. Because, I mean, obviously everyone thinks that he's going to play one more year with Yachty. In
yeah,
Wayno,
that would be cool.
St. Louis, and then retire. But
then you'd have to play first base. I don't know if St. Louis would want that.
Well, no, they just do what the Dodgers are doing right now and keep him as a bench player.
Yeah,
yeah, fill him in every now and then.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
He's
or like whenever
every day
a lefty
now
pitches.
Because,
yeah. That's what we do.
Yeah,
he's playing now because Muncy's out.
Yeah, if they throw a lefty,
how does he field though?
Pujols will start.
He was like
the
an
same
awful
he runs.
First baseman in his prime.
Same way he runs. It's true. It's fucking.
It's hard to watch.
It is ugly to watch.
Like a waddle.
No, it's not even that. It's just
God, you could pull up a video right now and show people.
Oh, our ratings would go down. I don't want to do that. They'd go through the floor. Literally. Well, yeah.
You wrapping up this first episode of the night?
Should we? I mean, I don't know. You guys got anything else to add?
Not really.
I thought that was a good question. I mean, I feel like series to watch here in the first round, Dodgers Giants for me.
Yeah.
Most, I mean,
I think Sox Astros is gonna be fun.
I was gonna say that second. I think that's gonna be the most.
It's 1-3 right now, top of the sixth. Yeah, he's got someone on second.
Ooh, here we go.
Let's see who scored. The Yankees scored.
It doesn't really feel like that's a rivalry anymore.
Rizzo homered.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean, Seth. Even how like how good these teams are, it's just eh.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no bad blood anymore.
When like A-Rod and Veritek would go at it, like I remember Justin Veritek were like,
you got Kevin Youkilis and
Youkilis. Oh, yeah. It was like Manny Ramirez sitting there.
Johnny Damon.
Teixeira.
Oh man. Like, that was Posada.
Like, I was talking with Han this weekend about the Yankees, and their infield at one point was A-Rod at third, Jeter at short, Cano at second, Teixeira at first.
Yeah.
It's like the Padres infield without...
It's ridiculous.
No, that's like the greatest infield ever.
And Jorge Posada behind the plate.
That was the greatest team ever.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's...
CeCe,
Andy Pettit.
Yeah.
I think A.J. Burnett was there at that time.
I think he was.
With Mariana in the bullpen.
And Rivera.
Yeah,
Gardner.
Yeah.
You got
Curtis Granderson.
Yeah, Curtis.
Yeah,
Granderson.
Was Ellsbury there at the time?
No,
or is that too early?
Yeah, that's too early. Fuck, who was there?
Who else was their other outfielder?
Gardner.
I already said
Gardner was there. It was Gardner.
I know who I'm talking about.
Granderson, Gardner.
Curtis was
the Asian guy.
It went
on. Oh, Nitro.
Hideki.
Yeah, Hideki Matsui.
He played a lot of DH.
Oh, that's right.
He was the World Series MVP.
I was gonna say he got pretty old there
when they beat the Phillies. He was the MVP.
Him and Teixeira got pretty old quick.
No, it wasn't Soriano. Or was it?
Fuck, who was there?
Alfonso? No, I think he was later.
This is going to piss me off. Who was the right fielder?
What year would that have been? Like
11?
2009 is when they beat the Phillies. Let's
see. Yankees roster, 2009.
Oh, it was 2009.
Because that was a fun series. That was the year after the Phillies won it.
Yeah.
They were trying to go back-to-back.
Cano, Teixeira, Sabathia, Rodriguez. Yeah, Jabba Chamberlain.
Oh, Jabba. Good Jabba.
see, outfield.
Ben's watching. Melky Cabrera, Nick Swisher.
Oh,
Nick Swisher, that's who it was.
Yeah, Nick Swisher, my guy.
Nick Swisher was a funny dude.
Yeah. Oh, Johnny Damon.
Was Damon there at that point?
Yeah, I said Damon.
Yeah.
2009. Their lineup was Posada, Teixeira, Cano, Jeter, Rodriguez, Damon, Cabrera, Switcher, Hideki, Matsui. God.
Damn.
Imagine.
And then you had Pettit.
Yeah, and then you have that pen with Rivera at the end of it.
Yeah,
imagine
and
being
Rivera,
the opposing manager Jabba and seeing that card.
Like, well,
yeah. That Phillies team was good, though, too, with J. Howard,
Victorino,
and Utley.
Yeah.
The Flying Hawaiian.
What? They had Hunter Pence, Victorino.
Roy Halladay.
Yeah.
The Phillies had Hunter Pence?
Yeah.
Really?
He was there.
Hate Hunter Pence.
Oh, you're telling me.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a big Hunter Pence fan.
I can't stand that
guy. Wear batting gloves or don't. Don't, like, just go halfway on it.
And swing like a hockey slap shot.
Or throw.
Bro, yeah. He kind of had a cannon, though.
It was weird. Threw was like.
Yeah, but imagine if he threw it full straight. He threw, like, right here.
No, I know. It was, dude, the weirdest mechanics. Yeah. But, God, it worked.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I know.
It's true. Yo, just real quick question before we wrap up. Who you got as a sleeper next year? Who do you think will thrive?
Seattle.
No. Invalid. Someone besides Seattle.
Not the Dodgers?
No.
Don't ever call the Dodgers a sleeper.
I just did.
A team that's not in the playoffs this year. Who do you think does well?
Okay, I like that.
I got Cincinnati.
That's a good one.
I don't know. How many more years does Votto have in him, though?
Two
more?
Yeah. Oh, give me Toronto.
Okay.
I like that. They got to get some pitching.
I think that's what they all go for.
That's the case with Toronto.
Well, that's all they have to go for now.
Give me a National and American League one, Ryan, because I got an American League one.
Okay, Toronto's my American League. NL, give me...
I feel like you're a big Mets guy.
I have been a big Mets guy.
I was big on the Mets.
I think I'd probably go the Mets.
But I hate the Mets. I think that organization's just a disaster.
It is, but they got the talent
mess.
Now.
No, they have the talent still, and they still fucking find a way to lose.
DeGrom going down sucked.
I'm trying to think of an American League one. No one from the Central. I think the Central's awful.
Central's poo-poo.
Cincinnati's my National League. I got the Angels in the American League. I think if they go out and find some pitching, supposedly maybe sign Scherzer. That was a rumor. That'd be a good pickup. They can find, if they can find a couple starting pitchers, man.
Is it invalid for me to pick Seattle? Because I honestly think Seattle.
I think Seattle could, but like
I just don't see it.
I think this is their one chance. You're like the boy who cried Mariners.
I guess it's kind of invalid. Yeah, I guess that's fair. I don't think Oakland's gonna. I think they're gonna.
I'll take
keep
Seattle.
Going down.
I'll take that as an answer. But I think this was their year. If they were gonna do it, I think this was the year they should.
Oh,
done
I think
it.
They can get better.
They got.
I think they're young. So you got to wait for those guy, those young guys to develop.
They're
for
young
couple
for
years.
Sure, but Mitch Haniger will come back.
Will he?
Yeah, he'll be back.
What about Kyle Lewis?
He said
Lewis?
He wants to retire.
What happened to
man.
Kyle Lewis?
He got hurt again. Yeah, but he'll be back at the start of next year.
I was say it, dude. Lewis
they'll have
probably
they'll
sucked.
Have Julio at some point. He's gonna be an animal.
Mariners could be pretty good, but the Angels have to be poop again.
I think if Angels can get their pitching, which they said they've been doing, trying to get the past.
I'm
years.
Tired of putting stock into the Angels. I'm tired
yeah,
of it.
I'm doing it. Though.
I pick them to do good every year.
I think I picked them in April to be like a surprise team this year.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because the Rendon signing was like, oh,
huge.
Rendon, yeah.
It's like, oh, they got a solid infield.
Yeah.
Because they got Iglesias. They had
Jared Walsh.
Jared Walsh would did amazing.
And Fletcher.
Yep, the boy.
The boy.
I picked him up on fantasy after Ryan bet on him when we went to that game.
And
he did
was,
absolute numbers for
and
me.
He was red hot yeah. ever since.
You know he has the worst barrel contact rating, too, in the MLB?
Oh, yeah. He is the definition
of
barrels are overrated. Yeah, Texas Leaguer Fletcher.
Texas Leaguer Fletcher.
Yeah, dude, no. Literally, we go into the game. I'm like... I don't know what it is. I got a weird feeling David Fletcher's going to get two hits today.
Yeah, it was over 2.5 bases.
No, it was two hits.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yours was hits. You're like two hits.
Yeah.
Got the first one in the second inning, I think.
Yeah, because he was a nine hitter. I was like, oh, shit.
He's literally batting last in the lineup.
I was like, oh, shit. Maybe never mind. Lead off single. I'm like, oh, yep. Let's bring go. Me my money, Fletcher. Yeah. And then I think it was the eighth inning he got a single.
Yeah.
Or like an infield single. I was like, let's go!
Yeah, it was huge.
Oh, man.
Cashed in. David Fletcher's goated for that.
Trout has a foot fetish.
And Trout has a foot fetish. I wrote that on a bulletin board.
There's like a sign being passed around in the
Everyone's stadium. Like writing things. I just go, Trout has a foot fetish.
They're just right in the fucking center.
And then Eric did the wave in front of like a whole section. That
I
was
tried.
A fun game,
that
dude.
That was so fun.
That was.
Yeah, we should go to Dodger game next.
Yes. I still have never been to that stadium.
Oh, we need to go.
A new one?
Next summer we're going. It's not new. It's
Believe
like the
that.
Oldest stadium.
I was going to say, what do you
world.
Mean new
oh,
one?
Oh, I'm newer, that's a new area of town.
Newly redone.
Yeah. It is newly I mean, redone. Renovated once again.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got Magic's money coming in now.
Oh, yeah.
Turn up. But yeah, what? I think the oldest, what, Wrigley and Fenway, and then it goes Dodger Stadium?
Yes. Yes, that's right. Dodger Stadium's the number 3.
Yeah.
It looks great, though. The beers are overpriced, but it looks great.
That's every ballpark.
That's part of
I
it.
I mean, $18 for beers shouldn't be legal.
Shit, never mind. That is ridiculous. How big are they? 18 ounces?
Regular ass tall boy.
I went to a Mariners game in July and I got a dog and a beer, and it was like, I think like 16 or 18 bucks.
I went to the Braves
game. Cold beer, or cold hot dog. It wasn't even hot.
Man.
But I loved every second of it.
Oh, see, it's kind of like, it. You know, it's kind of the experience.
Yeah. The Braves game, I got a dog for $3, and I think beers were $8.
Oh, that's not bad. That's fucking stealing.
Yeah. It's also Atlanta, though, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're a decent team.
Oh, dude, that stadium energy was amazing.
Yeah.
Beautiful stadium.
I'm surprised they didn't jack up the prices.
It's just cheaper down there. I mean, gas is like fucking pennies on the dollar. It's just a cheap state.
Wow.
Are we moving?
Yeah.
Take over on the road.
We're going to Georgia.
Shout out Jenna. Jenna's from Georgia.
Oh yeah, her family moved there.
Hey.
All right. That's gonna wrap up the baseball episode. Hope you guys liked all of our predictions and everything. Cause your boys is gonna be right. We got NFL up next, so stay tuned. We'll see you next time.
Now it's time for the